a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Monday, March 2nd. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Right now in downtown Salt Lake City, it's mostly cloudy and 31 degrees.
Noon hour traffic kicking off in fine shape. I'm Len Thomas.
KSL's top story this hour, it is the countdown to Super Tuesday. It's been a busy couple of hours from a presidential primary standpoint here in the Beehive State. Amy Klobuchar spoke at the Depot in downtown Salt Lake a few hours ago.
We want a president that's not a president for half of America, but for all of America. Thank you so much, Salt Lake City.
And we now have developing news after speaking here in Salt Lake. Klobuchar's campaign released a statement saying she is suspending her campaign and will be endorsing Joe Biden. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik begins our team coverage. John?
Yeah, Maria, the announcement from Klobuchar comes just a little over 2 hours after she held a lengthy rally in downtown Salt Lake City at the Depot. Supporters say it's disappointing news, claiming that Klobuchar was one of the last moderate candidates remaining after Pete Buttigieg ended his campaign.
I've really enjoyed watching her in the debates.
I will probably go down with the ship. I'm not real happy with anyone else that's running right now.
The decision comes one day before Utah's primary and Super Tuesday. It's the first time that Utahns are voting on Super Tuesday, where more than a third of the nation's Democratic delegates are up for grabs across 14 states. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The Klobuchar news isn't the only developing political story locally. Right now, a Bernie Sanders rally is taking place at the State Fair Park. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is there, and he joins us live. Paul?
Maria, the energy is extremely different here at the fair park. There are thousands upon thousands of people here waiting for Bernie Sanders to hit the stage. His campaign manager, one of his staffers, is introducing him relatively soon, so we expect to see him on the stage in just a minute or two. However, there are some people who were obviously very surprised by Amy Klobuchar's announcement saying that she was suspending her campaign. And there are some people that say that they voted early and others that say that they were glad that they waited because Pete Buttigieg was their first choice. However, some of the people here at the rally, not thoroughly convinced about Bernie just yet.
I'm hoping to get just a little clarification on financial plans, how he expects to pay, for people's tuition at state schools, where he's going to find the money for that.
And there are some people who say that they do, that they believe that Amy Klobuchar's announcement is an effort from the DNC to rally as much support behind Joe Biden as possible. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren just picked up a group of endorsements from several Democratic leaders here in Utah. Minority Leader Brian King, State Senator Luz Escamilla, State Representative Karen Kwan, and former Salt Lake City Mayor Jackie Biskupski are all putting their support behind Warren. Our top national story, continuing our countdown to Super Tuesday with ABC News. Democratic presidential candidate Michael Bloomberg spoke to the AIPAC conference today where he said if he's president, there will be unconditional military support for Israel.
Conditioning foreign aid wouldn't only impair Israel's ability to keep itself safe, but our ability to keep ourselves safe as well. After all, American security and Israel's safety are inextricably linked.
Bloomberg is also calling for a two-state solution to the Israel-Palestinian conflict. Former Vice President Joe Biden is trying to keep momentum going after his win in South Carolina. He's also hoping that Pete Buttigieg and now Amy Klobuchar leaving the race will give him a boost. He was asked about Buttigieg this morning.
Do you think him dropping out of the race makes your path forward on Super Tuesday a little bit easier?
He was a real competitor. He's a real competitor, and I think it probably does. If I were president, I'd very much like to see him part of whatever I do.
The former vice president saying he is taking nothing for granted, now turning his attention to Super Tuesday, less than 24 hours away.
And that is ABC's Eva Pilgrim speaking with Joe Biden out on the campaign trail. In other local stories we are covering this hour, the first medical cannabis pharmacy in Utah is taking customers. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has details.
More than 300 patients filled out applications for medical marijuana yesterday. But the director of Utah's cannabis program, Rich Oborn, says patients speaking with their personal doctors is the first step to getting a card.
If that provider isn't able to assist them, they can go on medicalcannabis.utah.gov and locate a provider on our website.
A qualified physician must approve the patient's application. Then the Utah Department of Health approves. Then a medical marijuana card is emailed. Oborn says 12 patients already received their cards. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
The coronavirus.
The coronavirus is also a subject on everyone's minds, including lawmakers on Utah's Capitol Hill. House Speaker Brad Wilson spoke to KSL Dave and Dujanovic about what the legislature is doing to prepare.
Any appropriations that we need to adjust so that we have funding available and the Department of Health has flexibility to deal with anything that comes our direction.
Wilson says Utah Department of Health is very proactive on this new virus. He and other lawmakers are meeting with them later this afternoon for another update on the spread of COVID-19. We will also go in-depth on the virus with Dr. Jennifer Ashton coming up in about 10 minutes here on KSL. Coming up, the BYU Cougar basketball team keeps rising in the polls, and all our local teams are trying to earn a spot in the postseason play. We'll have a live interview, plus a look at your noontime drive.
Crash westbound on I-80 at the Parley Summit as three right lanes close. Traffic crawling by on the left. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:06.
The race for president takes real shape on Tuesday.
Most of the candidates still kissing babies.
The countdown to Super Tuesday. Every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
You know, they say the older you get, the more you need your teeth. Well, I don't know if that's true or not, but the last I was told, chewing your food wasn't a luxury. And a bite out of a big, juicy, delicious apple, well, it takes your teeth. But have you seen the price of a crown lately? Well, not at Grandpa's Dental. You see, at Grandpa's Dental, they have over 25 years of combined experience under their belt and the latest technology everywhere you look. Crowns start at only $3.99. Need an implant for that crown? Buy one for $12.99 and get the crown for free. Dentures, upper or lower, start at just $3.79. How do they do that? Well, their in-house membership plan, and everything is American-made. So if you like to have your apple and eat it too, enjoy a free patient exam at Grandpa's Dental in Orem or Murray. Making sure folks have their teeth into their golden years. That's Grandpa's Dental. They never let a smile go to waste. Visit GrandpasDental.com.
A vehicle is stolen once every 40 seconds in the United States. The cost adds up to over $6 billion a year. But there are steps you can take to help put the brakes on vehicle theft. Roll up the windows completely. Don't leave valuables in the car. Take the keys or the fob with you. Lock the doors. If you have information on vehicle theft, contact the NICB. Reach us at 1-800-TEL-NICB or visit www.nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The latest AP College basketball poll says BYU is the 15th best team in the country. It's perfect timing for the Cougars as they are now preparing to play in the Mountain West Conference Tournament and then get into the NCAA Tournament. Joining us live is our BYU insider and co-host of Cougar Sports Saturday, Mitch Harper. And Mitch, seems to be peaking. They're peaking right at the right time.
They definitely are. They're number 15 now in the AP poll, up two spots from a week ago. And BYU is only one of two teams in college basketball that was undefeated in the month of February. So BYU definitely playing their best basketball at the right time.
So what does this mean as far as tournament play?
It means that BYU is in a great position to be potentially a really high seed in the NCAA tournament. BYU is going to go to the conference tournament next week in Las Vegas, and if they can get a win or two there, they might be looking at a four seed or a five seed, which would be really good spot for BYU to try and advance as far as they can in the NCAA tournament.
All right, you mentioned the Mountain West Conference tournament that's already underway. Does it look like the Utah State Aggies will get into the big dance?
Yeah, the Aggies are really close. They might be one of those last teams in, so they need to take care of business in the Mountain West tournament, which starts on Thursday for them. Mm-hmm. They'll be in that field to try and win some games to earn a bid in the NCAA tournament, because if they win this conference tournament, they'll get an automatic bid. So they need to get a few more wins to really ensure their spot in the NCAA tournament.
All right, the Utes have been up and down. What does this postseason play look like for them?
Yeah, Utah's kind of in a tough spot right now. They're heading into the final week of the regular season this coming weekend, and honestly, I think they need the best case scenario for them would be in the NIT, which is kind of the second-rate tournament below the NCAA. So it's been a tough year. They've had some good wins against the Kentuckys of the world and BYU, but it's been so up and down with all the youth they have on their roster. So best case scenario would probably be the NIT.
All right, Mitch, thanks for getting us up to date. And joining us live is our BYU insider and co-host of Cougar Sports Saturday. That is Mitch Harper. Just past 12:09, let's get a look at your drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's My Style Checking with Rewards. And Len Thomas, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Maria. We're looking at a big crash that just cropped up westbound I-80 at Parley Summit. Got three right lanes closed there. A whole bunch of emergency vehicles and the big arrow to greet you as you come down the hill and around the corner, so keep your speeds down there. Otherwise, I-15 working well. Ogden to Provo and the Belt Route's in good shape. I-80's looking great to the airport and the West Desert. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's get a look at the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Mostly sunny skies today. It's warming up 44. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Always glad to hear that it's warming up. Let's see. 31 degrees right now in downtown Salt Lake City, and still to come on Utah's noon news. Many of us concerned about the coronavirus spreading into the U.S. We're going to go in depth with Dr. Jennifer Ashton. She's ABC's medical editor. That's coming up at 12:15 right here on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This is Utah's news station.
I'm Dr. Rick Gregoire. I am a family physician here at Midtown Community Health Center. Medicine in America is pretty reactive. What has been largely ignored is the other 80% of what makes people healthy.
Governor Mike Leavitt, founder Leavitt Partners.
Health is more than genetics and lifestyle choices. There are many social issues that contribute to health concerns, such as the conditions of where people live, learn, work, and play. Intermountain Healthcare is pioneering an alliance that collaborates with organizations to solve these complex issues.
Intermountain has a genuine interest in improving the health of the community because they realize that this will lift everyone up and create a more stable foundation for their health. Individual health improves, community health improves, and we can provide more care to more people.
The goal is to improve the health of everyone in Utah and the nation. Intermountain is striving to make real change in the daily lives of people.
Visit our website, intermountain.com, to learn more about our initiative.
We looked everywhere for her engagement ring.
We looked online. We went to the mall. We just weren't seeing a lot of variety.
We spent months looking. It was exhausting.
Then we went to Shane Company. They had the largest selection, and I was able to bring my vision to life.
At Shane Company, build your dream ring in three easy steps. First, select an engagement ring style you love. We have thousands of exclusive designs in every price range. Second, pick a diamond, ruby, or sapphire for your center stone. Each stone is natural and ethically sourced by us. No other jeweler has the variety of stone shapes and sizes we have. Finally, add your own touch with a decorative head, an engraving, or a matching wedding band. Build your dream ring and still get the best value in town.
I love my ring, and I can't stop staring at it.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business. Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
And this portion of our news sponsored by the Shane Company. For the best value on unique jewelry that's made to last, visit the Shane Company. KSL News Time, 12:14. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Just hours after holding a campaign rally in downtown Salt Lake City, Senator Amy Klobuchar announced that she's dropping out of the race and endorsing Joe Biden for president. I'm KSL News Radio's John Mochak.
Second, a Bernie Sanders rally is taking place right now at the Utah State Fair Park. We'll let you know what he has to say in reports throughout the afternoon. Third is a look at your noontime drive and is sponsored by Mountain America's My Style Checking with Rewards. Len Thomas.
Well, we're still looking at that crash up on Parley Summit. It's westbound I-80, and it's got three right lanes closed. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of blue sky out there. Sunshine 44. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City. We are up to 39 degrees. And time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The race for the Democratic presidential nomination is getting smaller. Amy Klobuchar is dropping out.
In a statement, the Klobuchar campaign says the senator is flying to Dallas to join Vice President Joe Biden at a rally where she will suspend her campaign and endorse the vice president. The move comes hours after she canceled a Minnesota appearance due to a demonstration, as well as a radio interview. It also comes hours after former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg suspended his campaign.
ABC's Ryan Burrow. The departure sharpen the competition between the two frontrunners, Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, ahead of tomorrow's Super Tuesday primary.
Biden knows he is facing an uphill climb against Delegate Leader Bernie Sanders, who has spent more money and more time in the Super Tuesday delegate-rich states like California.
Which candidate can reach out and bring new people into the political process who can create the excitement and the energy for young people to come in? I think that's our campaign.
Sanders arguing that old-fashioned politics won't beat Donald Trump in November.
ABC's Eva Pilgrim. There is a second U.S. death from coronavirus like the first one. It's in Washington State. The World Health Organization's Dr. Mike Ryan says new cases outside of China are now nine times greater than new cases inside that nation.
We are still hopeful that containment is the right first strategy. But clearly, containment with the purpose of slowing down the virus.
Ryan says epidemics in South Korea, Italy, Iran, and Japan are now the organization's greatest concern. Stocks are shaking off worries about what an outbreak might mean for the economy. The Dow is up more than 700 points. The Molson Coors Complex in Milwaukee has reopened today for the first time since a worker shot and killed five colleagues and then took his own life. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. With the coronavirus spreading in the U.S., how concerned should we be since it's a mild illness for most people? And should we compare this new sickness with the flu? We get some of these answers from ABC's medical editor, Dr. Jennifer Ashton, who appeared on Good Morning America.
It's important as we're looking at this number count and everyone is so focused on those numbers to really ask the better question, which is out of how many people? If you don't know that denominator, those numbers really don't have a certain level of significance. Every case is important. Every sick person is important. Every death is obviously tragic. But until you know how many people have been exposed and infected, we really are missing a key part of this. We do know, again, the virus tends to be mild in most cases. But when you hear the saying tip of the iceberg, what that means is because so many people may have no symptoms or mild symptoms, that denominator might be much, much bigger than we know.
And so often people want to compare it to the flu numbers. Should we be doing that?
I mean, yes and no. I think, listen, this is not a competition, okay? The flu can be mild or the flu can be serious or deadly, and this is the same. When you talk about a head-to-head comparison, if you will, we have a vaccine that can reduce our risk of getting sick, and we have some treatments for the flu. We don't have those things yet for this novel coronavirus. And to put the numbers into perspective, Friday, the CDC came out with its weekly flu estimates. We have covered this from the beginning of flu season, but again, estimated 32 million people affected and 18,000 estimated flu-related deaths.
And the other thing we do know this afternoon is that investors are feeling less fear about the coronavirus. Looking at the Dow right now, it's risen more than 800 points as stocks rebound. And we're going to get a complete update of your money news coming up in just a few minutes here on KSL News Radio. And we check your money news 25 and 55 past the hour. Let's check your traffic. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's My Style Checking with Rewards. Len Thomas is in the KSL Traffic Center. What's happening out on the roads, Len?
Oh, sorry, Maria. I was carried away here. Looking at that crash westbound I-80, it's still a mess up there as you get your way down there. Now, we've got two lanes starting to get through there now very slowly. So if you're up in that area, you're going to want to see if you can take a little time maybe in Park City before you come down, because it's going to take you about a half an hour to get down the summit into the Salt Lake City area. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's take a look at the next 7 days with Grant Wayman.
Mostly sunny skies today. Great looking day out there. 44 the high. Tomorrow sunny and 47. And it gets warmer after that. 52 on Wednesday. Again, lots of sunshine. 59. It really warms up Thursday. And again, mostly sunny and partly cloudy, up to 63 degrees on Friday, the warmest yet. Saturday, some scattered rain showers under the picture. It'll be cooler with a high of 55, then more showers on Sunday, 49. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, mostly cloudy and 39 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. A complete update of your money news coming up at 1225, KSL News Time, 1220.
Congressman John Curtis gets things done for Utah. Since being elected, 6 bills signed by the president.
Instead of just talking about it, why don't we go out there and show them?
Ah, okay. Like passing the Small Business Access to Capital and Efficiency Act that helps local businesses grow. Or the Rural Broadband Permitting Efficiency Act that expands high-speed internet access to all Utah's counties.
Don't forget about the Endangered Fish Recovery Program's Extension Act that protects our precious resources.
Right, but it's not just about what John has done, but what he's stopped. Introduced laws to suspend pay to Congress if the government shuts down, and voted no over 20 times against irresponsible spending.
We gotta go faster if we're gonna fit it all in.
Okay, 177 town hall meetings held. Road 53 miles on the clean air bike tour, and passed the most sweeping public lands bill in decades.
I'm John Curtis, and I approve this message.
Because John Curtis gets things done for Utah.
Paid for by Curtis for Congress.
What if you had Whipple Service Champions in your contacts so that when you said, "Hey Siri, call Whipple Service Champions," Whipple Service Champions would come a-running. Or on speed dial, if you're still doing that, so that with just the push of a button, you can get your drains augered, your leaky pipes, drippy faucets, electrical fixtures, furnace, and or AC fixed. Oh, bad news, water heater's leaking. Alexa, call Whipple Service Champions. And you're on the phone with, "For emergencies, when you call today, we come today." The new water heater will already be stocked on the truck and come with a 10-year parts and labor warranty. Yeah, 10-year parts and labor warranties come with new furnaces and ACs too. Let's program that number into your contacts. 801-444-FAST. 801-444-3278. On your phone spells FAST. The 444s are like 4 FAST, like 4 FAST service. Clever, huh? Speed dial 801-444-FAST. Hey Google, call Whipple Service Champion.
Whipple, they come, heating troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Are you buying a new home or doing a mortgage refinance this spring? The question is, where do I go to get my mortgage? Who do I call? Banks and credit unions can take 1 to 2 months to close your loan, and the interest rate you get is the bank rate, not the competitive rates that you get when you work with Rick at Loans by Rick. Rick has over 70 lenders and will get you a great interest rate and will close your loan in 12 to 22 days from submission to clear to close. Rick at 801-809-SAVE or click loansbyrick.com for a secured mortgage application. Experience is paramount in mortgage lending, and Rick has 17 years and 8 state licenses. Rick not only wants to close your loan, but wants you to understand your loan too. Making a decision on a mortgage lender is a serious decision, so Rick has provided a client testimonial link on loansbyrick.com. Simple, fast, and professional. Loansbyrick.com or call 801-809-SAVE. Rick Kirschenbaum, NMLS 241179, and Vintage Lending, NMLS 287106, are equal housing lenders. Some restrictions apply.
Bernie Sanders speaking in Salt Lake City at this hour. He's getting folks riled up out at the State Fair Park. Let's listen in for a second to what he has to say.
The reason is they know that our administration will stand up to the corporate elite. We're going to stand up to Wall Street. We're going to stand up to the corruption of the drug companies. We're going to stand up to the insurance companies. We're going to stand up to the fossil fuel industry. We're going to stand up to the military-industrial complex. We're going to stand up to the prison-industrial complex. See, and when the establishment sees so many people coming out to rallies in California, in Virginia, here in Salt Lake City, they get very nervous. They know that people are coming together to demand that we have a government and an economy that works for all, not just the few. That working people are sick and tired of working for starvation wages all across this country. People can't make it on $7.25 an hour federal minimum wage. And that is why we're going to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour.
And that is Bernie Sanders. He is speaking to his supporters here in Salt Lake City out at the State Fair Park. We'll have more on what he has to say throughout the afternoon here on KSL News Radio. Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming up in about 10 minutes here on KSL. And Lee, you're out and about this afternoon as well. Lee, are you there? Okay, we're going to have to check back with Lee in just a moment. Watching Utah's Money is brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. AT&T is launching its new internet streaming service today as it continues to see customers leave its DirecTV satellite service. AT&T TV will have most of the same channels as DirecTV, but it will not have the NFL Sunday ticket. KSL Drives Nissan says the redesigned Sentra will not be sold to rental car companies, at least for its first year on the market. Nissan is trying to improve retail sales and wants to give individual buyers the first opportunity to drive the car. Fears over the coronavirus have led to a sharp increase in spending as people stock up on non-perishable items. Some experts say companies, including Campbell Soup, Post General Mills, and many others, could see sales go up 3 to 7%. And taking a look at your money at this moment, boy, markets are seeing a comeback. Investors are feeling more confident that the spread of the virus isn't going to be as serious as predicted. Right now, the Dow is up by 721 points. It's sitting at 26,130. S&P 500, it's up by 67. The NASDAQ, it's up by almost 2 points, up by 190 points right now. Jack Welch, who transformed General Electric into a highly profitable company, has died at the age of 84. Welch was the company's chairman and chief executive from 1981 to 2001. During that time, GE became the most valuable in the world. And stay with us. We'll update your drive coming up next. And Lee Lonsberry and Live Mike coming your way at 12:35.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
KSL Broadcast Group contests are open to participants 13 years of age and older that are residents of Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, and Nevada, unless otherwise specified. Employees or agents of the station, Bonneville International Corporation, or other area radio stations, or any entity associated with the contest may not enter. Persons who have won in the last 90 days from a station contest or event are not eligible. Full general contest rules are available at KSLNewsRadio.com.
Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming up in about 8 minutes here on KSL News Radio. Lee is out on the road today. Lee, where are you? What are you doing today?
We're broadcasting from South Kearns Elementary today. It's Read Across America Day, and we're here talking to volunteers, getting to know everyone who is participating in this great event. As you know, KSL has partnered with Utah Gives Back, United Way, sponsored all by Select Health, and we here at South Kearns Elementary are going to be talking to volunteers as they help teachers run prepared activities, read to students, and just get them excited about reading. We're doing what we can to help with that as well. As covering, of course, all of the news in the lead up to Super Tuesday and coronavirus, all on Live Mike.
All right. Thank you, Lee. Live mic with Lee Lonsberry at 1235. KSL News Time, 1229. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's My Style Checking with Rewards. Let's check in now with Len Thomas.
We're looking at that crash. It's westbound on I-80. Now we've got two left lanes that are open. People are inching by in that. They seem to be getting that thing whittled down a bit, but traffic is still going by very slowly. You've got a couple of miles of delays there. Also, further east on I-80 at the Wyoming border, if you haven't heard, eastbound I-80 is closed in Evanston due to road weather. You'll want to get a map out and figure out an alternative route there. And a crash in West Valley in the busy intersection of 2200 South, 5600 West. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Let's get the latest on the forecast with Grant Wayman.
If you're a fan of spring and warmer weather, you get your wish here this week. Each day is looking a little warmer. Lots of sunshine this week. Sunny and 44 today and 47 sunshine tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230, 39 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL's top story this hour.
Countdown to Super Tuesday, special coverage on Utah's new news.
Presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is speaking at the Utah State Fair Park right now. This comes just a short time after Amy Klobuchar spoke in Salt Lake City and then boarded a plane where her staff sent out a statement saying that she was suspending her campaign and endorsing Joe Biden. Let's go live to the Fair Park and get more from KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson. Paul? Okay, we are not hearing Paul. We'll get back to him in just a moment. It's not a good scene on I-80 near Rollins. Mangled semi-trucks and unrecognizable passenger cars are joined to form a mass of twisted metal. David Quaresma posted a Facebook video of the 100-vehicle pileup, where a herd of cattle is seen looking out the side of a semi-truck where the wall was peeled back.
Wow.
Three people are now confirmed dead. They died in that pileup. I-80 remains closed in both directions, and the Wyoming Department of Transportation doesn't anticipate it to reopen until sometime tomorrow.
The coronavirus.
Health officials in Washington State have just given us an update saying three more people have died from COVID-19. That puts the total number who have died from the virus in the U.S. at 5. Researchers say the virus may have been circulating in Washington State for weeks undetected, as most cases are very mild.